In the name of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday's Gospel reading continues the seasonal theme of the manifestation of Jesus, often in veiled and elusive ways. The passage is full of suggestions, anticipations, and allusions, which only gain their full meaning in the complete narrative of St. John's Gospel. Time is an important theme in this Gospel, and it shares many other aspects in the narrative, a double meaning, both a literal and symbolic one. In chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the evening, and his spiritual insight is dim, whilst the woman at the well comes at noon, and she can see perfectly clearly who Jesus is. The timing of the last meal with the disciples means Jesus is sacrificed at the time of the Passover lambs, and Judas leaves the meal at night in the darkness of his rejection and betrayal of Jesus. Yet, as often happens, the narrative focuses solely on the key characters, like a film that zooms in close to the main actors, whilst the crowds drift and fade in the background. And their chatter fades out as we listen to the main characters speak. And we might even be offered no further explanation of what happens to these background figures. John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him. And this might be a play on words, since John has already said that Jesus is the one coming after me. John points to Jesus and calls others to look towards him. "Look," says John. As anticipated earlier in the prologue, John the Baptist bears witness not only to what he has seen, but also what this means and has revealed about the truth of who Jesus is. In this sense, he embodies the model witness, telling of his own experience and pointing others to Jesus. There is an allusion in the reading to the prophet Isaiah and his description of the servant of God who goes like a lamb to the slaughter, since the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. John appears to understand his whole ministry, including baptism, as preparation for the coming of Jesus, both to begin the call to God's people Israel to repentance through baptism, and also that he might point people to Jesus. Time and time again in St. John's Gospel, there is an assumption not only that his readers have already read one of the other Gospels, usually Mark, but that they are familiar with it. So we know that the Spirit comes on Jesus at his baptism, even though this Gospel makes no mention of Jesus' baptism. The Spirit is a key theological theme. Various references are made in John's Gospel to the Spirit. No one can see the kingdom unless born of water and the Spirit. The Spirit enables true worship. The Spirit is like springs of living water that flow from Jesus to the believer. The Spirit is symbolized by the water from Jesus' side when he died. The Spirit will lead us into truth about Jesus, and the Spirit is received from the resurrected Jesus. Jesus asked the people who were following him, "What do you seek?" The question throughout the gospel is whether we truly seek Jesus and for what purpose. This connects both with the idea of Jesus as someone who is elusive, present amongst the people but not yet known by them, and the language of, "You will seek me, but you will not find me." In St. John's Gospel, Jesus is an enigmatic character, often misunderstood and misconstrued, but the language of seeking also connects with a repeated theme of mission. Jesus' response to the question the disciples ask is not to give them an answer, but to invite them to come and find out for themselves, to spend time with him, observing where his true home is. There is no real explanation of who these disciples are. One is not named, but the other is named as Andrew. But no explanation is given, and the narrative assumes we know who these people are without any introduction. The first thing Andrew does is to emulate Jesus by extending the invitation to his brother Simon, also introduced without any explanation, as if we already know who he is. Andrew appears three times in the narrative, and each time he is introducing people to Jesus. The gospel writer seems to be quite aware that the missional invitation of Jesus, which is copied by Andrew, will need to be copied by his readers as well. And so this enigmatic figure of Jesus, perhaps known to us through other stories we have heard, begins to be revealed for what he truly is. Will he come? Will we come for ourselves and find out where he makes his home? Will he become for us the Lamb of God who bears our sins and death and brings life for us? And will we share with St. John the task of giving our testimony, and with St. Andrew inviting others to know for themselves the one that we have come to know? Amen.